We have a president who is brave but politically neuter, adept at obtaining power and a miser at spending it, an intellectual with a mind like a newspaper's yearbook and a blank, somewhat stricken expression about the eyes. A numbed mind seems to speak behind them. A president is supposed to enrich the life of his people. The mind which looks out from this president's eyes has lost the way. The expression lives in all the dull avenues of precedent. So here is a book of presidential papers about all the topics a president ought to consider and rarely does, and some of the topics he considers every day, but rarely, in a fashion which is fresh. Here are some of its topics: capital punishment, censorship, drug addiction, juvenile delinquency, America's need for a hero, political conventions, the CIA, Castro, the black bourgeoisie, the Negro emergence, fallout shelters, the First Lady as a television entertainer, the First Lady as a hostage, the nature of the Jews, the nature of dread, the dialectic of God and the devil, the press, the mafia, the magic of large events, the Negro as churchgoer and magician, the logic of death versus the establishment's defense of life, eschatology, witchcraft, revolution, the state conservatism of Senator Goldwater, the end of the Cold War, the war between the conservative and the rebel, cannibalism, digestion and the unconscious, being and soul, courage, cowardice and food, sex of upper classes and lower classes, architecture, totalitarianism,